The younger one also nods with satisfaction and flaps her slightly too long sleeves.
Mom said you were hungry.
Uva looks in utter perplexity at the little flapping speech defect.
What?
Mom said you looked hungry, so we have to give you dinner.
The 7-year-old girl clarifies with some irritation.
Come on, Nazanin,
she adds, taking her sister by the hand and walking away after directing a resentful stare at Uva. Uva keeps an eye on them as they skulk off. He sees the pregnant woman standing in her doorway, smiling at him before the girls run into her house. The 3-year-old turns and waves cheerfully at him. Her mother also waves.
Uva closes the door.
He stands in the hall again, stares at the warm container of chicken with rice and saffron as one might look at a box of nitroglycerin. Then he goes into the kitchen and puts it in the fridge. Not that he's habitually inclined to go around eating any old food provided by unknown foreign kids on his doorstep, but in Uva's house, one does not throw away food as a point of principle. He goes into the living room, shoves his hands in his pockets, looks up at the ceiling, stands there a good while, and thinks about what sort of concrete wall anchor bolt would be most suitable for the job. He stands there, squinting until his eyes start hurting. He looks down, slightly confused at his dented wristwatch. Then he looks out the window again and realizes that dusk has fallen. He shakes his head in resignation.
You can't start drilling after dark. Everyone knows that. You'd have to turn on all the lights, and no one could say when they'd be turned off again. And he's not giving the electricity company the pleasure. His meter notching up another couple of 1,000 kroner? I can forget about that.
Uva packs up his useful stuff box and takes it to the big upstairs hall, fetches the key to the attic from its place behind the radiator in the little hall, goes back and reaches up and opens the trapdoor to the attic, folds down the ladder, climbs up into the attic and puts the useful stuff box in its place behind the kitchen chairs that his wife made him put up here because they creaked too much.
They didn't creak at all.
Uva knows very well it was just an excuse because his wife wanted to get some new ones. As if that was all life was about, buying kitchen chairs and eating in restaurants and carrying on. He goes down the stairs again, puts back the attic key in its place behind the radiator in the little hall.
Taking it a bit easy, they said to him.
A lot of 31-year-old show-offs working with computers and refusing to drink normal coffee. An entire society where no one knows how to back up with a trailer. Then they come telling him he's not needed anymore.
Is that reasonable?
Uva goes down to the living room and turns on the TV. He doesn't watch the programs, but it's not like he can just spend his evenings sitting there by himself like a moron, staring at the walls. He gets out the foreign food from the fridge and eats it with a fork, straight out of the plastic container. It's Tuesday night, and he's canceled his newspaper subscription, switched off the radiators, and turned out all the lights. And tomorrow, he's putting up that hook.